Make a same game multi on the NRL with Bluebet and get more bang for your buck. Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Yeah, g'day everybody. It's the Rush Hour. Maroon filling in for Gus as well. We'll catch up with Gus shortly. Stay right there. Wendell Saylor and Jude Bolton. Origin Boys is finally here, Jude.
Fantastic, mate. Isn't it? It's great to be here and just excited for Origin 1. And a big announcement that New South Wales' Dominic Perrottet, the Premier, has announced that he's agreed to light up the Sydney Harbour Bridge in the winners' colours. So, Del, hopefully it is draped in blue.
Yeah, I know you guys are very confident, and so you should be. Your record's been good here. I think the last five years, you've been quite dominant. Actually, last year, you won three in Queensland. But can I tell you, I like what's cooking at the moment. Billy, we don't want the underdog tag. Yep. We want to come here, we want to take the game, and we want to take that win back to Queensland and then go to Perth being 1-0 up. And we are confident. We are confident.
Can I just ask this question, Jude? How does the Premier just say, oh, we're going to... Well, has he got those old festoon lights on the Harbour Bridge and whatever happens? How does he just make that decision and he can do that so quickly?
Mate, I think he's got the keys to the Harbour Bridge, so he's allowed to do what you want. But I know lighting up the Christmas tree at my house, it's really tough always. So we'll see.
You've got to untangle all the lights.
Untangle it all.
Yeah. Maroon filling in for Gus. We've got Wendell. We've got Jude Bolton. And we're talking, well, we're going to talk all Origin today because Origin 1 is only a couple of hours away. Finally, it's back in Sydney. It's going to be a beautiful night for it too. No rain expected. But a lot of talk has been in the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, around Payne Haas. Adrian Pajenko in the Sydney Morning Herald reports that Payne Haas has flagged his intention, boys, to remove alcohol and gambling advertising from his jerseys in the future on religious grounds. Due to his Islamic faith, the New South Wales prop is following in the footsteps of Sonny Bill, who sought to distance himself from advertisers that didn't align with his beliefs. So alcohol and gambling here, boys, is what he has a problem with, Jude. I've got a problem with Payne Haas. I don't have any respect for him. And the reason is, a couple of years ago, in the middle of COVID, he took it upon himself to give the police force up on the border there, men and women, didn't matter, all the lip in the world, all the threatening. I just think that's absolute garbage. He lost me that day. If there's anyone in the world, Jude, who should just concentrate on his football, it's this bloke.
Yeah, I'm in partial agreement to you there, Maroon. I think he has had his incidents across his career, and he does just need to focus on footy. But I'm also respectful of his faith, and this is something that's happened before in terms of Sonny Bill Williams, who's obviously a close friend of his, but it's happened in cricket with Fawad Ahmed, and there was an amazing moment in the Ashes series with Usman Khawaja, who stepped away during the celebrations as all the players had beers in their hands, just to put them around. The players put their beer down away from the cameras, and Usman was able to rejoin that celebration. So I think we can do it respectfully. And I think it actually is a win-win for both parties. So you can respect his faith. And also, people are talking about that sponsorship, particular brand and label anyway. So I'm in partial agreement, but he does need to just focus on his football as well.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jude. Sometimes we've got to change. And if people with their religious beliefs or, you know, they don't agree with some sponsors, if the club's okay with it, if the game's okay with it, like Usman Khawaja, I love Uzi. I love what he stands for. Well, good luck to Payne Haas. I don't care about Payne Haas's past because we all make mistakes, but it's about what you do with them. He's a good young fella. I've met him once or twice. I wish him all the best of luck, but I will say this now. It does set a precedence, but if the clubs are fine with it, because when Sonny Bill did it, we were all fine with it. Gus Warland, I think, was part of that too.
Yeah.
He had got you for life. So I understand the mental health stuff as well. So it just depends now. I know what you were saying too, because he made a couple of mistakes and obviously, you know, got himself in a little bit of trouble this year. But, you know, he's just a young man. And when we were all younger, we all made mistakes. But I think for him, he wants to move on. But what I'd like to see him do now is just play some really good football. He's obviously made his statement there. But tonight for Payne Haas, he needs to get out there and lead from the front.
Absolutely right, Del. He holds himself to a higher standard now, both on the field and off.
Okay, but I got to tell you, you're both professional sports people, okay? You've both worked within sporting clubs. Somebody somebody, Jude, has got to go out and source that sponsor.
Yeah.
But he's got to go out and wine and dine someone and bring in...
That'd be hard, wouldn't it?
It would be hard. Try and bring in $500,000 to get it on. And then this bloke doesn't want it on his jumper. So what happens, Jude, when someone says, I'm a vegetarian, I don't want so-and-so meats on my jumper, I don't want such-and-such chicken on my jumper? This is a whole can of worms. This is what's on the jumper. Put the bloody jumper on and get on the field. I mean, you've got no problem with the six figures you're getting because of that sponsor.
Yeah, absolutely, Maroon. But these are part of the contractual negotiations, and you've got to understand that we're all different people at different stages, and I think we can come to an agreement, even though these are the sort of details that need to be fleshed out before things are signed off. But absolutely, okay. The bottom line is that is funding a lot of the goings on and operations of football teams.
Okay. I understand the game's changing now, and there's certain sponsors, and I agree. Look, I know within Triple M and SCA, I know what our sales team does for us, and we're very appreciative of it.
As long as they're doing something for you, Del, that's all.
No, it's not, mate. No, it's not.
All that matters.
I don't care about Menulog and Makita, but they've got sponsors.
Hey, listen, we're going to catch up with our very own Gussie Wallen shortly. We're going to go live via satellite to Orange Hospital. It's the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. We are live from State of Origin Game 1, live on the Triple M network right now. Dell and Jude Bolton and Maroon. Of course, I'm filling in for Gussie Warland, who's had the week off because he had a hernia. We thought we'd better check in on him. Everybody loves him. How are you, big fella?
Hey, Maroon. I'm okay, buddy. It's my first day without morphine, so not feeling as good as I have felt, but good to hear from you guys, and I'm certainly missing everyone as well.
Gussie, take us through what's happened, and when are you going to be able to leave hospital?
Yeah, so what happened Saturday night, we had a fundraiser for Gotcha for Life with the Emus, which is the Orange Rugby Union team, and I left there that night and just had a really terrible night. Somehow I have split open myself, had a hernia, and I end up in hospital and emergency operation to receive it, but they couldn't keyhole it. They had to actually cut me with an open wound, which is obviously a little bit more harder, but I've had a couple of days in the hospital. I'm coming out the Sabo, and I should be right for next week to come back in, but I'm not quite sure if I'm going to watch Origin, because I could bloody do a stitch if it's a tight match. You know what I mean?
What if it's Golden Point and you just, I know how electric you get when you watch your game.
Yeah, I'm ridiculous the way how I get into it. So Vic's actually said to me, why don't you take a couple of sleeping tablets, and I'll tell you in the morning if New South Wales win, watch it. Other than that, don't watch it, because she's actually worried that the wound might not actually last, because I could be jumping around.
Fair dinkum. You're a big bag of mixed lollies. What did you say? Morphine, now sleeping tablets?
He's higher than Joe Cocker.
Honestly, I know you shouldn't say this, but drugs are awesome in these conditions. Morphine in particular is incredibly great, but now I'm not on that anymore. I'm just on the normal stuff. But, I'm really looking forward to the match tonight. I can't believe that you guys are there at the stadium. I can imagine it's already starting to feel a really good atmosphere, and I just cannot wait. I just hope Freddie and the boys get it done.
Yeah, well, I hope they do. But hey, Gus, I've got to ask you, I've got to say to you, I've had a lot of people contact me on your welfare. Obviously, you looked after a lot of people, but you've got a lot of love out there, mate, and everyone misses you.
Oh, thanks, Del. No, I felt it as well, mate. It's been awesome, everyone reaching out and so forth. And I've tried to keep in contact with most people. And I just want to say, Del, the incredible staff at the hospital, just the local public hospital in Orange, just incredible. And so many people just being so lovely. They're all under the pump. They're all understaffed. They're all doing double shifts, and they still continually step up to the mark and look after, people. You know, we had car accidents, motorcycle accidents. We had little kids coming in with problems, and everyone was just fixed and sorted and looked after so well. So just tip my lid to all the nurses and doctors out there for looking after all of us.
Gussie, I want to ask you, how did you end up with a hernia? It's normally a lifting injury or something where you really... and I know that you don't lift a finger. I mean, Vix does everything around the house, and when you're in here, Del asked you to carry something to the car the other day, and you could only swipe the door open. You didn't lift a finger.
Mate, what about that? I had six things from Makita, and he didn't pick up one of them.
I'm the security guard. You know what? No, you're right. I actually don't know how it actually happened, and the bloke said it must have been protruding for a little while, and I never felt it before, but I think I just basically made a move or sneezed or something, and it's just popped out. And what it did, it popped out so much, it looked like I had like a gremlin coming out of my tummy, you know? It was just,
oh, wow.
And it was so bloody painful, I can't tell you. But it's all done now, all been dealt with.
Yeah, I just want to know, did anyone have to call the wah, wah, wah ambulance?
Hey, but Gussie, I know that you and Vix love to have a kiss and a cuddle on the weekend. When can that sort of all begin again? How long are you?
Vix actually asked me this morning because it's been a few days, and I've said, babe, just give me some time, you know what I mean?
Give me some time.
And she's happy to have a day off, mate.
The real big question, the question that we have to ask you, is are you going to have to watch Origin on one of them little hospital tellies?
No, you know what? There was one of my mates, Nathan, from he's a sponsor of Gotcha for Life. He was going to get an 88-incher into the hospital for me and my ward to watch it, but I am actually out the Savo. I'm going to my mate's place, Al Miller, who lives in Orange, and he's got a big screen, and he's going to whack it up at his place. So I'm all good to go. I cannot wait.
Well, mate, speaking of big screens, mate, Maroon, how would you describe the new TV here at Accor Stadium?
I can tell you exactly. Yeah, it's 110 metres long.
Yeah.
It's absolutely massive. It's got all the pixels, the megapixels, the triple megapixels.
Mate, can I tell you, I'm glad that wasn't around when I was playing because I would have watched myself for the whole game.
All right, Gussie, we'll let you go, mate. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we just hope you get well. And as we said earlier in the week, mate, you're always looking out for everybody else, and we just want to look out for you, old mate. And thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. They're the little Aussie battler of the betting world. We love an Aussie battler. Bet Australian, bet with Bluey. Download the Bluebet app for iPhone and Android.
You know, as a fan of yours, we went to lunch the other day.
Yeah.
Duncan McRae.
Yeah, I love Duncan. I see him in the morning when I'm walking the dog.
He sees you walking the dog with your friend.
Yeah, with my partner.
Yeah, what's the partner's name?
James Keane.
Yeah, Keane. So, yeah, shout out to Duncan Bluebet there. We had a nice lunch a couple of weeks ago. Triple M, obviously, sales. SCA paid for it. I enjoyed myself. I didn't get too silly.
Yeah.
And this will shock you, I didn't promote myself.
No, well, I don't believe that. What shocked me is you didn't get too silly. Speaking of which, silly, NASA will launch a trio of rockets, Jude, from the Northern Territory beginning later this month. The first mission to blast off from a commercial facility outside the US by leading the space agency, and the first from Australia this century, which is amazing.
Amazing.
Three rockets will carry instruments that will be used to conduct research on topics including how a star's light influences whether a planet can sustain life from a perspective only available in the southern hemisphere. Del's gone to sleep. Wake up, son.
It's got us thinking. Yeah. It's got us thinking about what would you strap to those rockets and send them, just launch them off the planet. What would you launch on that?
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, I would be happily strap every blue bottle that is in the ocean.
Yeah.
And strap that to the rocket ship for NASA. Just send it away. Send it away because they are the most pointless things on the planet for me.
Have you had a bad experience?
Early on when swimming down at Maroubra and things like that, and you come out of the water and you're like, they're just wrapped around your leg or your arm never had the ones that get caught up in your eye or anything like that. But, just a nothing animal.
Yeah, they are. They're useless, aren't they?
They are useless.
Strap all the bloody blue bottles to a rocket. Do you know what I like? What I'd like to strap to a rocket and send to space? And I know this.
What would you like?
Well, this is a wonderful product. I'm saying this, but I don't want to get someone in trouble. Amy Insurance is a wonderful product. I know that because I've used it myself, and the ads are fantastic. But that little fat guy, Keith, on the ads,
I'd strap him to it.
I'd like to strap that guy and his mauve jumper to a rocket and launch him off into space. I mean, what is that guy all about?
Can you not say fat guy, just say voluptuous guy?
Okay.
What Aussie thing would you launch to space, mate?
Oh, look, I've got to be honest. I love our game, everything about our game, and I don't want to be negative because obviously the game pays us, but the bunker. We paid $5 million. the NRL bunker. We paid $5 million for that bunker. You don't think that bunker?
Yeah.
Mate, go to space, mate. Go to Mars, go anywhere, mate.
Yeah.
Because they get it wrong more times than not. I know that we can all make mistakes, as I said, but yeah, I'm not a fan of the bunker.
Okay. You know what else, Jude?
You got two, have you?
Well, I just thought of something, Jude. You'll relate to this. You know what else I'd launch into space? Wendell's phone. He's always on his phone,
he's
isn't
always
he?
On it.
Yeah.
That's because, you know what? That's because I'm a networker, and also, you know what Joey Johns used to call me when we played under-18s Queensland versus New South Wales?
Yeah.
He used to call me Mr. Self-Promotion. He's not far off, just quietly.
133353 is a number, a double pass to Wallabies versus England at the SCG July 16. Ticket Taker got your tickets. But as they say, Jude, on the AMs, a whole board of calls here, mate. Everybody's got a story about what they'd like to... Yeah.
Absolute board of callers, Maroon. And I think a couple of them have probably had a few pre-drinks before Origin. But let's go to Gabby first. Gabby, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, guys.
What Aussie thing would you launch into space?
I want to launch Mozzies into space. It's bloody middle of winter and I'm still getting attacked.
You're still getting bitten. You're still getting bitten by Mozzies. They're a nightmare, aren't they?
Absolutely. Like, I thought they at least used to just be a summer thing.
Oh, well, put them with the blue bottles. They're going. Yeah. They're absolutely going. Steve, welcome to the Rush Hour. How are you, mate?
How you going, guys?
Not too bad. What Aussie thing would you launch to space?
I've got a combination. I'm going to launch Pauline Hanson, Clive Palmer, and whoever invented the hole in my bucket labour ad.
Yes. How bad is that ad? And those, and particularly Pauline Hanson and Clive Palmer as well. What do you think, Del? Get rid of them?
Yeah, no, I'm with you because I'm not a big fan of politics. I met Clive Palmer once.
And what was that like?
And that was like, I just wanted that 10 minutes back of my life. It was 10 minutes it was ridiculous. Yeah,
because you finally met someone that talks more than you. Didn't you? Hey, you met your match.
Yeah, probably, but still, there's something that's not likable about Clive, and that's why he got no votes.
We'll go to Steve. Steve, what Aussie thing would you like to launch to space, mate?
I'd like to launch 4X Gold, mate.
Yeah, exactly. The Queensland here. God, get rid of it, Del. Absolutely.
Especially on Origin Day.
And golly.
Mate, even the great Joey Johns was drinking those 4X beers, so sorry. Yeah, you go, Jude.
Golly, welcome to the Rush Hour. What Aussie thing would you launch to space?
It's got to be Wendell.
You're going to launch the Dell.
Hey, that guy, the story, you could be talking about anything, and that guy somehow brings himself into the conversation and big notes himself. I thought Gus was bad, but Wendell, you are unbelievable. Go to space.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I'm a big star here at Triple M, mate. Move along. Thank you.
Give him the tickets.
Good on you, mate.
Give him the tickets, Maroon. We'll give it to Golly.
And mate, you know him. I want him to come and see me, and we're going to arm wrestle, and then we'll see who's going to space. No, I'm joking. Good on you, brother. I loved it, mate. Good on you.
Good on you, Golly. Wallabies versus England at the SCG. The tickets are yours.
Well, what a nickname like Golly. What does that say for you?
Yeah, exactly. And he got you.
He didn't get me, mate.
He had you sorted out, mate.
Wendell Saylor knows what he can do. Don't worry about that, brother.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. We are live from Acor Stadium for Origin 1 2022 with Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. It's time for this.
In the lead up to Origin Game 1, these are the Rush Hour's biggest Origin moments of all time.
Well, just sit back and enjoy this, boys, and then we'll talk about it. This is Game 1 of last year, New South Wales and Queensland. Go the Blues.
Come on,
have
Blues.
A listen to this Origin moment.
State of Origin, there's nothing like it. And it's Tom Trbojevic, a fitting first try scorer tonight. Cleary on the short left, short pass to Sims. Hits it down to Tom. What a try! Cable goes himself, fools the ball with a dummy, and Queensland get on the board. Latrell is over. Oh, Latrell's done. He's got Tom on his outside. He's got Teddy. Teddy now up to the 30. Leaving. Flick pass. Turbo Tom. Goodbye. 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 He's got three. New South Wales are going to hit 50. And they're going to do it with 11 minutes to spare. New South Wales, they have had 55 wins. None as big as this. Full time, what a shellacking. Blues 50, Maroons 6.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Dan, great call. Great call, that one from Dan, too, and he's on deck tonight to call it for you live on the Triple M Network. That game, though, boys, we remember it because of Tommy's performance, but Brian To'o came onto the Origin scene, scored a couple of tries, and he really came of age that night, I thought.
Oh, he certainly did. You know, people are questioning whether, you know, his height, whether he'd get found out, but he carried the ball for like 220-odd metres and something, and I think he had a great series. Obviously, scored a couple of tries, but just was so hard to stop. Queensland couldn't stop his go forward, but that's what you got to try and do, is stop that back three. But I got to say, when you got Turbo and Latrell Mitchell, they're like extra forwards. You know, they talked about Takiri back in the day and those sort of forwards, you know, when him and I used to play. But let me tell you, to have the two centres do what they did, and then Latrell Mitchell just taking intercepts left, right and centre, it was a scary sight.
Del, the freedom that Freddie allowed Turbo to just play his natural game and just get after it, it was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Well, when you got someone like Teddy at the back, Teddy's one of the best fullbacks in the game, one of the best players I've seen for a long time, but he consistently does his job. Turbo can play anywhere in that back line, and you're right, Freddie gives you the confidence to allow you to play the way that you want to play, and that's what Freddie does. He's got a happy team, and that's why at the moment New South Wales should be favourites, but I like what Queensland have done, and you're right there, Jude.
Okay, Origin is now less than 3 hours away. Jude Bolton, I ask you this question. Is Wendell capable of being unbiased in his preview of the game?
Mate, he's unbiased. I do like his calls when I listen to him on Triple M NRL. And just the fact that he'll be wearing his Maroons jersey, I'm a little bit disappointed, I think.
Well, what about my new top? I could not find a Maroons top because I had a lot of blue tops. Have a guess what top I'm wearing, Maroon?
Now, you look like Where's Wally?
Mate, we found him.
Yeah, I love this. It's got a bit of Maroon in there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of scotch and soda. How good is it?
Is that what it is, scotch and soda?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You like it?
Well,
it's a bit Hello Sailor for me.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. It's good. I feel good. I feel confident.
Very special guest coming up.
Who? This is massive.
Footy royalty, Graham Arnold. Jude Bolton is going to talk to us shortly.
After our 2-1 victory in the Aussies, the Socceroos, we're one game away from the FIFA World Cup. It's massive.
Unbelievable. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
The Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell. On Triple M, yeah, baby.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. It's Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor Maroon filling in for Gus. And it's time to do a little bit of this.
Whatever our next guest touches turns to gold.
So when you're done with the phone for this interview, can we have it?
He's played over 450 games, including 54 for Australia. And now he's got the big gig, real big, like trying to get the Socceroos to their 6th World Cup big. And early Tuesday morning, he'll hopefully Peruvian all the naysayers wrong with a win against Peru, who also have the word Roo in their name. Please welcome back Socceroos coach, Graham Arnold.
Oh, yeah. We get the big guns in when we talk Socceroos. Graham Arnold, congratulations and welcome, old mate.
Thank you very much.
How did you feel after Jackson Irvine's 53rd-minute goal and then the UAE scored 3 minutes later? What were your feelings like?
Yeah, look, that's always an emotional thing for the players, you know, when you score like that and the emotion that they have to control. You know, straight after you score a goal, there's probably a 3-minute window where you either can maybe get another one with the opposition's, you know, they're feeling down about letting one in, or, you know, with our emotion, we concede or give the opportunity to the opposition. So it's something that we will learn about and fix up for the next game.
And I guess the Socceroos had 45% of the possession. And how did you adjudicate the sort of game? How did you look back and say, where can we improve before Peru?
Oh, look, Jude, we got a lot of improvement, you know, because that, you know, we played Jordan 5 days ago. It was the first time we've been able to have a friendly game in 3 years because of, obviously, you know, the pandemic and not being able to get the players into Australia or the players together.
Yeah.
So, you know, every minute that we've spent on the training field over the last week has been so important because right through the campaign, the disappointing thing for me was their sloppy defence. But again, it's not an excuse. But you know, the boys were arriving on Tuesday night, and we had one training session and playing. And so to be able to be here and have a good 10 days together and train and work on things that I haven't been happy with has been very good.
Mate, you said something to Jude there a minute ago, Arnie, that you said that you feel like the game is stagnant in Australia. And I'm wondering how the development of the A-League is, because from the outside looking in, it feels like it used to be bigger than it is now. Or maybe that's something to do with COVID. I don't know.
Yeah, look, I think the reason there's been some good kids coming through over the last couple of years, and I did the Olympic team, because when I took over in 2018 and I saw that, well, I knew that Timmy Cahill, Mille Yednak, Mark Millian, that were going to retire, I honestly looked and thought, where am I going to get players from? And that's how I think personally, and I did a review during COVID called the performance gap on the amount of that no talent is coming through. Kids are not getting a chance.
Right.
And, you know, in my view, in Australia, we don't play enough football compared to all around the world. We only play 25 rounds, 26 rounds. The rest of the world is playing, you know, everywhere is playing 40, 46 rounds. So we just, that's one side of it, and not enough match minutes, but also, you know, until COVID hit, the A-League was having five foreigners and the kids weren't getting a chance. Something's going to suffer in the long run. And if it's not, if you're not developing the youth, if there's no NYL at the moment, there's no, you know, there's nowhere for the kids between the age of 18 and 21 to play in an elite competition. So unless they play in the A-League, they miss out completely. So it's, something needs to happen quickly.
Yeah, look, best of luck to you, Arnie, with what lies ahead over the next few months, mate. We're in good hands while you're at the helm. So good to catch up with you.
Good luck Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
Fifth straight World Cup. Let's get there.
Good on you, Graham Arnold.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks, legend.
The Rush Hour at Triple M live from Accor Stadium for Origin 1 in the beautiful city of Sydney. The goal posts are lit up. One is done in maroon, one is done in blue. The scene is set. The crowd is already starting to build. And, of course, we like to come up with novel ways, Jude Bolton, of predicting a winner around here.
Absolutely. And, you know, this has got some history. So you may remember back in the FIFA World Cup, Paul the Octopus Maroon, yep. And just the ability of the octopus to go and pick the winner of each of the rounds of the FIFA World Cup. And, well, I've got a couple of chickens at home. And I thought I'd just drag one of them out of the coop and just actually just see if it could tip the Origin 1 winner. And I grabbed Ariana, who's named after Ariane Titmus, our gold medal swimmer. And you can check it on the socials on at Rush Hour Triple M. And I grabbed Ariana and I put her there in front of two bowls. One was light blue and one was maroon. And we just checked out what happened. Off you go. Which one are you going to go? Who's going to go? Oh, no. Maroons. Sorry, Freddie. So it wasn't the result we wanted. And if you remember, Paul the Octopus ended up being calamari. And I'm telling you what, Ariana, she's got one chance. It's only game one, but I want to start well with the Blues win. So, look, we'll wait and see.
Okay. She's picked. Ariana's picked Queensland. Well, unbelievable.
That's good science. Yeah. I'm telling you now, that's what Billy Slater can do, because we are not underdogs. Well done. Chicken.
Well done.
Ariana. Hey,
she will be well done if it comes out.
And let me tell you, because of her, I'm gonna have some chicken tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back. We're going to catch up with Ryan Girdler, New South Wales Origin legend. We're going to get a preview in. We're going to get his tips on who wins Origin Game 1 here in Sydney on the Rush Hour at Triple M.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Origin is getting closer and closer, and you can hear the call live on Triple M. The call team is starting to build. Wendell Saylor is ready. Dan Ganane is exercising his voice. And this particular man now that joins us to talk Origin, he played 23 games for the mighty Illawarra Steelers, but he ditched them. He ditched them the first chance he could and went on to play 200-plus for the Panthers. It's me old mate, Ryan Girdler.
Hello, Maroon. Didn't you left Wollongong as well at some point, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but yeah. So I was never a local. So you can't be a local if you're not a local.
No, that's a fair point.
It was you and Millie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But it's Origin night. Let's focus in on this man here, who's a point scoring machine in his Origin day. What about this game tonight? I spoke to the boys about this, Girds. How are you feeling if you're a player when it's getting closer and closer to kickoff?
Yeah, well, the nerves certainly start kicking in at this point. It's the longest day these days in grand finals, because generally it's an 8:05 or 8:10 kickoff. So it's a lot of waiting around. So making sure that you don't burn too much energy throughout the day. And that's something, as you know, but like early in your career, you can do that. So you just kind of learn to deal with these days better as you have more experience with them, which only comes naturally. But tonight's all about the welcome home for New South Wales, isn't it, boys? Like,
exactly.
Three games in Queensland last year, got the job done, never happened before, will probably never happen again. I think that's been overlooked in the whole build-up. New South Wales tonight get to come home, reigning champs, and play in front of their home crowd for the first time in God knows how long. So it's a big night for New South Wales.
What about the strengths of both sides? Gerds, what are you looking forward to?
Gee, it's going to be, I think it's what, they're always competitive series, Jude, as you know, but I think this year it just feels to me like, you know, New South Wales have sort of got the runs on the board of late, you know, 3-4 out of the last 5 series, whatever it may be. And but I think Queensland come in individually in better form. And I think the only guy that's not in great form is probably the guy that I fear the most, which is Kalyn Ponga at the back, who... And Wendell probably didn't experience this, but sometimes you come into Origin, you know, and you're not in great form and you're playing in a side that's at the bottom of the table, right? So it's an opportunity for you then start playing with players that are actually in form and that are, you know...
Lift you up a bit.
Lift you up. Yeah. So you get excited by that. It's actually a little bit of a break from the week to week, you know, getting sort of knocked around and getting beaten from pillar to post to coming in and being with the elite guys and trying to raise to their level. And I think Kalyn's one of those guys that's just going to thrive in that environment. We've seen what he's done in his last couple of Origins, and I've got to be honest, he's one I'm really concerned about tonight.
How does New South Wales stop Cam Munster?
I think New South Wales, it's two, I think styles win fights, right? And I think New South Wales want to go in and they want to find rhythm and they want to get into an arm wrestle and they want to kick to corners and they want to break Queensland down gradually. And I think when you look at Queensland's side, they want... A frenetic style of game. They want balls on the ground, offload, Munster steals, and that's how Munster gets into the contest. He doesn't want to sort of get into that arm wrestle style play and try and go set for set with New South Wales. I think he just wants opportunities and broken field and drop balls and offloads. And if Munster's got his pack and can find that sort of rhythm to the game, I'm not sure there's a way you can only contain what he does, but you can't stop Cam Munster. He's going to get his hands on the footy too much tonight. So you can only, you know, just try and control the amount of damage that he does, but he's going to do some.
Okay, well, we better let you go and rest your voice, have a hot lemon drink and do your voice
exercise. How good, boys. It's going to be a good one tonight. It's going to be a good one, I tell you. So hard to pick.
By how many?
I'm going to say eight points. But, you know, yeah, I think this is, over the last 4 or 5 years, I don't think I've looked forward to an Origin the way that I have this one tonight. It's such a tight contest.
Good on you, Gerds. As a preview there from a New South Wales Origin legend, he's been there and done that. The game's not far away. And it's live on the Triple M Network or the Listener app, which you can download now. Well, that's it for today's podcast. For more of the show, you can catch us on live radio tomorrow from 4 p.m. on Triple M.